Yes, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fantasy Premier League with the Football Republic and with the Republicans. And I'm here with Olamide is here. We're here together again to bring down everything we happen on top Fantasy Premier League as concerned the Premier League for week 31. Olamide, how your week day go?
I don't know if you express my feelings.
First, you be Chelsea fan.
Yes, of course.
We chop. Breakfast is what?
Aside from that, man, despite warnings and despite... My captain pick for last week, Salah, you know, do me well. Salah, no problem.
One of the things why I talk last week, now say, aside from Salah, captain somebody else. Good thing say I listen to my own advice first time.
I carry Salah. Even if I had Kane in my team too, but for even Kane's have no game, no score.
So you mean the Lord is your shepherd? You shall never want.
Salah really do me bad, man. He really do me bad, yeah.
One of the top performers for me as a concerned that last game week, now Liverpool, Diogo Jota. But then people we perform very well that weekend. We get Tim Crew, he get 9 points. Joachim Anderson of Crystal Palace, he get 15 points after they beat Arsenal 3-0. Doherty for Spurs get 14 points. Janelle, now the surprise of the weekend with that. Two goals.
Catcher.
15 points. Diogo Jota did it with 14 points. Gomez FD for Liverpool with 10 points. Madison 10 points. Johnny get 9 points. Bowen get 13 points. Sterling get 11 points. And Son Heung-min, my guy, he get 12 points. Alpha, who surprised you for among everybody with the...
Definitely, guys with Team Crew. I mean, I know it's a sorry relegation. I don't see anybody get this guy as a first choice keeper. But given that Brighton to the struggle recently,
so you know to
surprise me. So that rare clean sheet where they get, man, 9 points for Team Crew. I'm on a nice one.
I wish I make that penalty save. plus 6 points now.
Exactly, for mad.
Go far. Those are the standout performance so far for this game week. Man, if you be Arsenal fan, you be Chelsea fan, you be Man U fan. Sorry, Now, we'll go to player to watch out for the rest of the season. These are players who get better fixtures. Some they fight tight, some they fight golden boots, and some they fight to keep better clean sheet and defense. Which of these players will get Mo Salah for there? Undoubtedly, they there. Diogo Jota and one person there, but Luis Diaz only give a run for it. So, yeah, and Firmino back to fitness. Mm-hmm. Then they be like, say, So you mean that's it, that guy, they always present. Mm-hmm. Who did there? We get Gallagher there. Eriksen, they inside the conversation. Also, Gaeta there.
Trying
there.
Purpose.
Cancelo de Rudiger, Doherty, Harry Kane,
Tony
and Ian Acho.
Why are you trying to be a begging Acho with that place? This Ian Acho now end of season in the turn to Ronaldo.
Specialist.
Prime Ronaldo now in the turn for end of the season. And again, in Pop Man last week. Almost won't get assist.
Almost get assist.
So you know, say once it comes to the end of the season, Ian Acho will really speak. So I don't think they were supposed to dismiss him like that. But for running it towards the end of the season, it has to be one of these Tottenham players. I know Tottenham now, they don't zero in on, you know, top four.
They don't
deserve in on top four. And they get, you know, some kind of features where these
sweet
two guys, one of them gas pop. Like always, man, the problem is not selecting between Son and Harry Kane. And
but if you can afford both of them, why not have them?
Oh, they cost so. But if you can afford both of them, yes, of course, you supposed to have them. Because, I mean, they assist each other self. So one way or the other, your point they call.
Another person we did there, we surprising. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, Christian Eriksen. For the last three games, he don't get one goal and one assist.
I mean, the last international break for Netherlands, didn't come, you know, come off bench score. The first game for Denmark after the whole thing we happened for Euros. And again, score against Chelsea. So, and Brentford gets some kind of nice strong way, you know, if he pop up, score one or two. True. So now one of the person we're supposed to look for. And a cheap option to 5.5, not bad, which is quality. I'm more in supposed to be Brentford, but now condition be crayfish bend. You get so.
No, some things that you look at.
So, So, if anything good will come for Brentford, then it will come through this guy for their midfield.
So, more look at defenders now. We get Cancelo did there, Rudiger did there. Chelsea is somehow shaky these days. And then Doherty, blessing don't count on prime Roberto Carlos. I'll be prime Cafu. Which one is?
You see this Tottenham fullback that they fear them. Ever since the likes, in the days of Sergio Aurier, today they go shine, tomorrow they go off. You get Emerson Royal too.
But they get good fixtures coming up, so...
Yeah, probably. I mean, they were outstanding last weekend.
True.
Emerson Royal.
5-1.
We know who's a big playboy, and this guy is... They score. They proper when they're supposed to see them. Mm. But yes, a good option we're supposed to consider too. Don't
for a cheap forward, Iheanacho or Ivan Toney?
I would like us to go with Ivan Toney, man. For Ivan Toney, the bulk of scoring. And the guy are also very good, bringing other people into... him and Bremo for front. You get him get assists last weekend, even though he no score. Mm. But given the run of fixtures that they get, and the fact, say, traditionally, Leicester, when it comes to the end of the season, they always find one way to just collapse, miss out.
Yeah.
You get so... and Brentford, they fight to, stay in the league. So definitely, there's more ginger for Brentford. So definitely, I would like to go with Ivan Toney.
So you get them there. We don't give you players to watch for the rest of the season. Don't forget to follow us for every week concerning Football Republic with the Republicans. And also, this is not the podcast. No, Fantasy Premier League. Just like, follow, share all our videos. Now I'm going to go to key players where every manager supposed gets. Mo Salah for 13.3 million. Joao Cancelo for 7.0. And also, the man, Harry Kane, 12.5 million. Who you think that they must have? No, so this player supposed to be almost everybody's team.
Yeah.
But then, because of, say, the price of Harry Kane and Mo Salah, it's going to make you the doubt. So, do you think now, is it compulsory to get these three or just shuffle them around?
Definitely, you must have. If you get three, I don't think if you get three of them.
I get three of them for my team, actually.
If you get three of them, the rest of the team goes so far because it's been like quite expensive people. But talking about the quality we offer, Liverpool, they try to topple City now win the league? And at a few, say this could be like 2018-2019 where City go win.
Last game.
Liverpool go win, City go win, Liverpool go win. And once it continues like that, you sure see Salah will be top scorer for league. Could definitely be in conversation for those goals. So, given that, Salah go always pick man for me. The guy don't prove him. He don't prove him times with that number. Now, when you doubt him, he go always even the pop. Sure. So, exactly. It's a close one between him and Harry Kane, though. So, anyone you go with, fine, man. But for me, I will go with Salah.
Yeah, Salah and the guy where everybody could go with. Me too, I'll go with Salah, but I still get Harry Kane somewhere locking. And I get Son too. Man, shock
come
you.
On, I tell
make,
you.
Make you know how my team you. They go. Let's say one team get double game week. Which team get? Okay, no, nobody's winning. The upper week, 9 double game week day. So who will be your captain pick for this next game week?
Given the fact, Liverpool, they play City.
City.
So I know see that game go tight more. They go try to check each other. So I know if you captain Salah this weekend. And Harry Kane is today my team. So I definitely this weekend I'll go with Harry Kane.
Shitting on one of those weekends where you go transfer Salah out and bring in maybe Son Heung-min or something. Or Jota. Because with Salah money and this thing, if you get Jota and Son with sprinkle of
I see. Against City, say Salah said, when it comes to City games, now one of those games where they always step up. In the always pop.
So, defense score too.
He scored too. And so traditionally, man, Salah, the City game, me hide in face. So I know saying go definitely show for that match. I never will score since when he come back from international break. International heartbreak. I know he score yesterday again for Champions League. And they took him off early yesterday for Champions League. He said they preserve him for. And the swing has power come. On that day, so definitely I go. I think now person we supposed keep for your team.
Yeah. So now who you want captain now for this game week?
I definitely like captain Harry Kane. You know, score last week. Didn't get that. He's been on a good scoring run, but that last week he just stopped. Definitely, assist. I wrote time to continue this weekend.
My captain, in case you want to know, follow the podcast, like us, share everything because you go fish I'm there. I go right now for the comment section. So you go, who I captain? Because the only person my captain remain with, you go sign for the comment section. Follow us. I will follow you back. That's not the show we will get. All I'm the thanks to you join us.
Thanks
very much. This one, where would they draw the curtain? This is now Football Republic with the Republicans. And they tell you about FPL. Now, bye-bye.